Look at this place. It's scattered with divorce. Good day and welcome to another episode of State of Mind with JB. Please sit back and enjoy this episode titled Marriage. The reason that I say, look at this place. It is scattered with divorce. This is the reason. We have a lot of divorce cases in this world, in this generation. It's like they're playing in marriage or they're testing. They're not sure what they're doing with marriage. During the previous weekend or past week or previous week, my granny passed away. She lived a life, she was 99 years and she was just left with 2 days for her to be 100. To me, it's 100. So, she came from a generation which knew what marriage was and what was required for a marriage to survive. So marriage sounds simple sometimes. As we are all growing up, that's where we seem to be going. I can say most of us seem to be going to marriage. But the problem with our generation, it doesn't have the ability which the previous generation had. She was born in 1923. Okay. Marriage is not for a woman only. It's for the both parties, male and female. So when a person wants to get married or when a person gets married, there are certain things they have to do. They have to work and understand and make sure that that relationship will go until the end of time. I have seen this. I have learned this on a final day, saying goodbye to her. The way people were saying and talking about her and the way she was determined about their family. She's not coming into South Africa, which was glimmering, which was bubbling with democracy. She came in the time when South Africa was struggling deeply, where black people were struggling. But as in my language they say, when it comes to a marriage, Vukati Jakanziwa, which means that if you want that relationship to be successful, both parties must work for that relationship to be where you want it to be. That's why they say, God, it's a cancer. You work for a relationship to be where you want it to be. You do not come there and just say everything will be the way you want it to be, and then you fold your arms. The relationship is something which is complicated, something which you work for. Just something which just happens nearly willy. A relationship is something, marriage is a complicated relationship. Her husband, my grandpa, passed away, leaving her with young children. That's what would be the story in this modern generation. A person would say that I cannot die of loneliness. Let me go out and find someone who's gonna be there in my heart. She stood alone, fighting endless battles, making sure that her children go to school. They go to school. Simple as that. Nothing more, nothing less. She made sure that there was food on the plate. She made sure that everything which was needed was there. Everything the children wanted, they had. She made sure that even if daddy is gone, mommy will provide it. In this generation, if I get to a marriage, my wife passes away, but I would have stood there in front of the people when I got married to my wife, and I would say this: until death do us apart, or until the last day on earth, whether you would be here or not, you will always be the person who I will be in love with. Contrary, what would happen in nowadays is that I will get another person, even if I, although I have children with my wife, I would tell myself that, let me just get a small, beautiful wife who I can play, who can fill up the loneliness. She didn't do that. She didn't go out looking for love. No, she knew her duty. She knew that she had to stick there and make sure everything was sailing smoothly, as if the husband was there. She never went out looking for love again. She sticked to the family. She made sure her children, they grew and went stronger. Now she, her family is big. They've grown up. They grew up. All of the children are grown ups now. Her children, they work in different places. Why? Because she taught them and she displayed it to them that no matter how hard the situation might get, if you push and pull through and make sure that you always stick to what you want, you will end up with whatever you want in life. I am one of her grandchildren. You see how the story continues and folds on. But father passed away. My own father passed away. The last time when I saw her, I was very happy when I saw her. She came in, when I saw her, she was lying on the bed. No, she was just lying, resting. But when she heard that I was there, she was at my aunt's place. When she heard that I was there, I could see her face. She was smiling, she was joyful, she was always happy. She came out smiling with joy just to see me. That to show that she loved each and every one of us who were in her life. None of us would go there and say, we came back sad, she made us. She never ever did none of that. Okay? Which meant that she survived. She made through that her relationship. Her marriage sailed on. She never changed the surname. She never went back when she went the first time to getting married. I never had any cases where they say she fought with the husband and argued. It was just like a sailing ship, a love boat between the two of them. They loved one another, grandpa and grandma. But they were together. They pushed and sailed on until the end of time. How many of us, how many relationships have you witnessed crashing down? Or how many relationships you have seen they got married and it completely falls apart within 3 months? And then a man or the wife, they go back home and then they sit and they do not want to go back to the marriage. There's a lot of them which are there. And what I have seen is that previous generation, believe me, it was strong. This thing of divorce was less in that time compared to something like a joyful thing happening in this generation. Believe me, if you were to go out and say, bring us there to come and you tell us what made you guys to get divorced. They will tell you stories which you won't even understand. Because I am proud of what I have seen in that previous generation. And I still see it in those people who are there, who are left. Even this other granny of mine, who is still alive, she's also in the same type of mode or type of generation which the late granny passed on. They do not give up on marriage. Also, her husband passed away, passed on, and she still remained there. That generation is one of the strongest generations, I'm telling you, there was. They did not just give up on relationships. They stick into it. They stick it up to the end of time, and that is death. Even if one partner goes away, so don't go out looking for relationship, looking for love. They respect it even if the other party is gone. And I would say to that generation, I put out my cap for it and I salute and respect it. That generation is gone, to be honest. They really knew what marriage was all about. This generation which is coming up, it's very rare, and you celebrate it when you see someone or some people telling us they had a relationship, if we're going to get to witness a relationship which is going to last more than 10 years or 30 years being together. It's a rare occasion, I tell you, of what will be happening in this time, because a lot of things are going opposite. People just go to marriage to go and knock and see how it is like. I will always remember the words of that previous generation when they say, "Vukati bzatereriwa." Most of those that people who got married in that generation, they come from that dark time of South Africa where rights were here and there, but their love is something which could never ever be divided. They stay strong, they grow strong, their relationships time and time and time, they just kept on growing. They never went there to just say, "I'm going to see how a relationship feels." They never went back home. They sticked to their relationships. They made sure that it works. What they say, that love ends when we die. Death threw us apart. That was them. That was the generation. Even it at this generation, I won't lie to you, the way things are going, if even myself, if I'm not lucky enough, I tell you now, I'll be someone who also is going to be crying and weeping tears and saying that I'm part of a divorce ship, because things are not sailing in the same direction. And all the previous generation, I believe, it was one of the strongest generations to have ever lived in South Africa. I won't lie to you, those ladies are there, some of them which can say and make sure that someone's relationship, when they are together, love will bring. They will grow stronger and stronger. They will stick until the end of time. They will be determined to build a family with someone. And that person and that man will also be ready to be able to give everything he has to make sure that the relationship sails on, just like what was happening in the previous time. As we celebrate Valentine's this month, enjoy and love one another. I'm JB State. never be too shy to express yourself. Thank you.